From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. The Missouri chapter of Moms Demand Action is criticizing the Missouri House for advancing legislation that would allow concealed firearms on college campuses. The House passed a bill Monday which allows colleges to arm faculty. Katie Terry is a spokesperson for Moms Demand Action, and she says college students would be at risk with guns on campus.
You know, we're talking about a population of basically 18 to 21-year-olds. We know there's alcohol present. We know students struggle with anxiety and depression. There are 100 people killed with a firearm every day in this country, and two-thirds of those are suicides.
The original bill would allow faculty to be trained as campus safety officers, but NICSA Representative Jared Taylor introduced an amendment. It allows any person with a concealed carry permit to have a firearm at any Missouri university. Representative Taylor says he proposed this amendment because people should not lose their constitutional right to own a firearm when at a university. Missouri may be adopting an official state fruit tree by the end of this session. The Senate gave initial approval to a bill on Thursday that would designate the pawpaw tree as a state fruit tree. Senator Carla May sponsored the bill, and she says Missourians have many uses for the pawpaw fruit. It's baked in custards, cookies and breads, fermented in wine and beer, and frozen into pulp.
And what's the buzz? Everybody want to know what's the buzz of the pawpaw tree? Well, basically, it's a native fruit, it's antioxidant rich, and it's very versatile in the kitchen.
Missouri has gained 500 pig farms in the past 5 years, according to the 2017 USDA Census of Agriculture release yesterday. This growth is a surprising shift to a decades-long trend of fewer and fewer hog farms each year. Eric Bull from the Missouri Farm Bureau says a lot of that growth is because of young farmers.
So it looks like there's a lot of young people getting into the business, and I think that they're finding the barriers to entry a little bit easier.
Bull says hog farming is easier to get into because it requires less farmland than crop farming, which means the startup costs are much lower. Missouri had nearly 400,000 more hogs in 2017 compared to 2012, but it still doesn't quite compare to years past. There are over 3 million pigs in Missouri today, but the state had over 5 million in the pork heyday of the 40s. A Missouri nonprofit, Alternative Opportunities Incorporated, is facing a federal indictment alleging it used charity money to fund campaigns for Missouri politicians. Former state senators Ryan Silvey and Bob Dixon, along with former state representative Ward Franz, say they participated in the nonprofit's fundraisers, but they didn't know about any illegal activity. Although none of the officials have been accused of a crime, the indictment points toward their fundraiser's contribution to conspiracy charges against executives from Alternative Opportunities Incorporated. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.